There was a tweet this morning. Would you rather have $1 million or 1 million followers? He's basically like, everyone should take $1 million because there are so many clowns with 1 million followers that make like 3K a month.
You got two right here.
Negative. We're really negative on all our content. I'm starting to remember, dude. When we hit the actual new year, it was bikini rock bottom. It was like, we looked at like our bank account and it was just like zero.
No, dude, but big bro, my big bro, resigned from his cushy corporate job. He's joining the pirate ship. I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic that he's going to turn this ship from 1 to 10.
Oh, one thing on hiring roles, dude. I don't know if you were looking for a tag in there, but I'll take it. We are going to have a producer for the podcast. So why haven't we released an episode in the last 3 months, even though we had about 3 months worth of podcast shot?
We or I.
This guy. Welcome to the Smart Nonsense Podcast, where we talk about smart nonsense, dude. Back at it again. We're back.
Yeah, it's too late. I got to call it the stutter. There's a little stutter. What do you call that?
I looked over at my blueberries to see if I could stress eat them.
Nope. Nope. Can't. Onward and upward.
Out of practice,
back,
dude.
Pop.
You want to date 8 months out of practice. Not really. 3 months. It's February 1st, 2024, the year of the lion. That's what I'm going to be. I don't even know if that's an animal on the Chinese calendar, but it's going to be.
They got a dragon that looks like a lion. Where we been, Pop? Where we been?
We've been where we shouldn't be. We should be, but we shouldn't be. Really, we've been in the business. And
I'm just looking up what year, what Chinese year it is.
That's great for the listener, dude.
Yeah. Ox, rabbit, it's a leap year. Screw it, Pop. Onward.
What's crazy
and
is I just said an animal. And now I got you looking up all the animals.
Well, because I was like, it can't be right. That can't be right.
It isn't. It shouldn't be. But I want to tell you, dude, that I'm
Year of the Dragon. Year of the Dragon. The Zodiac Killer.
Maybe even a Cobra, dude. Fucking.
2024, Year of the Dragon. Next year, we got the snake. Next year is the Year of the Snake, 2025.
Oh, I might have to text that to the group. That's a great plug. Henry's been putting out content. He's been on a tear. I haven't. I've been in Workable for the last 6 months, which is an app that tracks applicants to our company because we have a company. That's what funds everything. That's the reason why I can now afford this studio, which is actually less than the rent I was paying before.
It's a cost cut.
The reason why I can afford anything. And it's beautiful, dude. We're in a new sphere. It's really a new everything. This is the first part of the year. I don't mean to not have an agenda and just you're the snake through this, but came into the business, shut down content, and got a new studio. So it's gonna be a really big transformation we're going through. Look, you gotta get it together.
Here's the thing. I hadn't realized that this was the first podcast of the year and it's February 1st and you haven't posted a short in 8 months. We can talk about that another time. We can talk about that another
2023.
Time.
2023.
Different year. What's interesting in terms of where we've been the last few months is, yes, we've been back in the business. The reason being there was like this one piece and God knows what the last episode of this podcast was. So I don't know if we talked about this. But
he might not even know.
It's like we kind of know the fundamentals of business, but there was one big piece missing, which was like how to work demand.
Dude, that I thought I knew was you should charge $5,000 an hour for your time. The only business I thought I knew. And I think that's the reason why we had all these problems, because we didn't want to run a proper... Sorry, I didn't even hear what you're saying. Sales pipeline? What were you saying?
I just don't think we knew. Like, I think what we realized is we're 0 to 1 guys. When you want to go from 1 to 10, we're now talking like management of people, systems, processes, software, like things we don't do. Michael Gurley told us like those are the things that as two creatives make you want to bleed out of your eyes. Yeah. So that was true, but it was cool because what I was saying is we were missing this one fundamental piece of the business, the demand side, lead generation and pipeline. So for the last 2 years, nothing has been predictable. Literally nothing. It's
well,
just
we
like
just had a lead close
in.
From 3 years ago.
Right. The first week we run a pipeline, we close a lead from 3 years ago.
Yeah, he asked 3 years ago, can I have a full-time editor? And we're like, ghost, dude. Ghost. You're the ghost.
Posting ghost.
That was 2021.
Okay, but what I want to say about that is this has been like kind of every other thing in my entrepreneurial journey, which is like you go from not knowing anything about a thing, in this case, how to run a sales pipeline, to learning everything about it, to then starting to see the beginnings of it work, to then seeing it work, to then proving to yourself like, wow, I really can learn and do anything.
Dude, we need a Parkinson's law of fingers, dude. You hit every single one. That was crazy.
But I stopped at five.
Filled it right out.
So, hey, that's where we've been. I think we figured it out. The pipeline's roaring. We're closing people from 3 years ago. What else?
And, dude, and you still got your thumbs up on the screen. No one's going to see that. But fucking, dude. So what's really good is...
I'll get some FOD for you.
Honestly, dude, I think there was a tweet this morning. I don't mean to bring it to the present tense already, but... a tweet this morning that was basically like, I think last year people were like, would you rather have $1 million or 1 million followers? And he's basically like, everyone should take $1 million because there are so many clowns with 1 million followers that make like 3K a month. And then, you know.
Two, negative.
We're really negative on all our content. We actually didn't tally it all up. Dude, there's so much. Oh my God.
Let it out. So, let it
well,
out.
Well, I'm starting to remember, dude. When we hit the actual new year, it was bikini rock bottom. It was like, dude, we looked at the Mercury, like our bank account, and it was just like zero. That's all. Like there was not. It was literally
it was
at
actually
zero.
We were actually getting overdrafted.
I
60 person
wish-
company. We're getting overdrafted.
It's no, one dude. Of those, like, there were...
What's dead is gone. Dead is gone.
But I wish we had documentation, because that was a real low. We're like, we've joked about it, and the kind of the joke gets, like, crazier and crazier each time. Like, before we had to make, like, 50K in a week, and then at the start of this year, we're like, oh, fuck, we have to make 100K in a week, and then, who knows, the next time it's going to be 150K. But hopefully not, because hopefully we figured the business out. But it was literally like,
at the same time,
like if you have, it's imagine it's Thursday today, and on Friday you have payroll for 80 grand, and you only have 20 grand in your bank account. Like, that's the shit we were going through, dude. The rolling the dice, like, I don't know, we can't talk about it. I guess
we rolled the dice,
but like. Just like business is really fucking hard. And so that's basically what the last couple of months have been, is like trying to figure out the business, realizing it's even hard when our attention's on it, and then fucking barely making payroll, getting like an emergency loan, and then now being in like a decent place.
The best place, dude. We got a pipeline. Yeah. Wait, I have two things on that. One, I listened to an episode of How I Built This the other day, and the founder was like, what you're saying is true, it is very hard, but he was also like, hey, or maybe it was on Tim Ferriss, I don't know, but he's like, hey, if you're running out of money, you just have to go find more money. Like he was kind of like making it trivial. Yeah. Totally stressful, terrible position to be in, but he trivialized it like, there's just one thing you have to go do, which is now go find someone, go convince right. someone or something to give you money.
Dude, I was talking to somebody, actually, I know who it was, but, you know, I don't like revealing names on the podcast. I was talking to somebody and they were referencing like another video person they were talking to. They had an agency and she was debating like, oh, who should I work with? I'm gonna start revealing more and more details about this person.
Yeah.
She was talking about that agency and she's like, yeah, I was talking to him and yeah, I guess he stopped talking to me because he went bankrupt. I was like, wait, I didn't even know that was an option. Like, I've heard about that. But, like, we joke about it. We're like, oh, we're 2 days from bankruptcy in some videos. But, like, the dude actually went bankrupt. And I think, I mean, you're the CFO, so you just go sniffing out money somehow. But we always joke about it. It's just never become a reality. And then seeing it become a reality for somebody, I'm like, oh, they just don't have, like, I don't know what it is, the grit to find the money?
Or, chutzpah. Or like
the chutzpah, dude. So that could have been us, but it wasn't. And it was,
I think also if you don't love the thing you're doing, like we just inherently love video and video editing and the stuff we're putting out. If you don't love it, then on those dark days, you're like, what's the point? Might as well just file for bankruptcy and quit. But for us, it's always like, this is just the only thing. This is what we want. Right. So we're going to figure out how to make it work.
It's like
Elon once said that like Tesla would have gone bankrupt if he paid like two invoices on time. But because he paid them late, like they survived.
Yeah. Yeah. Luckily, like all the stress that we have is just trying to never be late for team invoices, which like I'm talking early to. Even. Yeah. Yeah. We'll literally pay early. Talking to someone from the old team, like the pickup company that I worked at, and like perpetually still to this day the problem of like invoices being like a month or two late, and it's just like the number one problem there. It's like, okay, we at least like take some of the burden on of like making sure that if anyone's paid, it's like who works for us first. Not to say we run a great company, because we fucking neglect a lot of stuff, but like at least we pay on time, which is like
my big bro resigned from his cushy corporate job. He's joining the pirate ship. And I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic that he's going to turn this ship from 1 to 10. Because he's getting mad at me right now for like doing all these kind of like systems. Like actually, here's another problem for you. Here's another problem. What we're really bad at, I think, as founders is giving other people clear roles and responsibilities and things they're responsible for. Responsibilities twice. Like we end up just wearing every hat and doing everything. And then we're the bottleneck for everything. No. And then we're not using like the amazing talent we have. So like that was another thing we figured out a couple weeks ago was like, hey, we've got this really lean 4-person core admin team. I'm doing everyone's job, you're doing everyone's job, and they're doing hardly nothing, and everything's on fire. I wonder why. So then I read the book Traction. That was pretty helpful.
Yeah, what would happen is like we'd have a role, and we're like, hey, we're going to give this to you. We step away. It runs really fucking well, but then like something goes wrong, and we just like SEAL Team 6 into it, and then we just like never leave the role. So now they're like, oh, Henry and Dylan are running this, and... And now, like, who's responsible? We'll have, like, multiple people on the same thing. It just got complicated. It's, so, like, finally us getting out, and we're just like, hey, we're just going to focus on content. Jack, you're in the company. I'm glad you're angry at us for getting in systems because we don't want to be there. Like, I've never like, felt like our shit was a job until, like, the last 6 months. Like, it felt like I literally say clocking in just because I suck at work, and I'm like, I need some sort of accountability. But, like, I remember talking to one of our clients, Patrick Campbell, and we just got in like a, I don't know, like a miscommunication of like, I'm like, no, work should feel like play, Patrick. He's like, no, work always like feels like work or something. It's just like, I don't know what the gist I got out of it was basically like.
He was basically saying like six, at the end of the he was day. Saying success is on the other side of doing hard things, I think.
Yeah.
And you were like, nothing's ever really felt hard for me.
Right. Until now. I'm like, this fucking sucks, dude. I absolutely hate doing business. It's just like, maybe if we like saw some of the cash flow, we never see any of the money. That's part of the problem we realized is like in 3 years, we've had the same paycheck the whole time. Like, no matter what the upside is, we just use that extra money to either not go bankrupt or to hire more people to like increase the odds of bankruptcy. And then we just get in this loop of like never really making much more money. So maybe it's cool, like extrinsically, but like the thing that felt like play was literally like 8 months ago when I was making content. And I mean, you've always been doing it, but like that was the only thing I was doing. So it's like, oh, I get to research and then I get to like, I don't know, craft it into a story. And it's like the whole time it just felt awesome. I feel like most people don't experience that. They experience this.
Yeah. And we're going to get back to that. But we didn't, I think we also didn't realize then that we were stunting, like the company, nothing was right. And we were stunting its growth.
Well, we've been at the same level. Talk about like same pay. It's basically like stagnation. The whole company for the last 3 years, we've always been at like around 100K, sometimes fluctuate above or below, but like 100K a month. And that's top line. And then fucking God knows where the profit goes. But like, that hasn't changed. Is there any goo? There's no goo. I don't
know. Okay. Yeah, the goo's funny, come back. You told me you had pod right before you got on and you sharded your
Well,
pants,
I almost shit myself. Yeah.
Wait.
I did actually. What was weird?
I had one more thought there, which was, it gets back to this idea of having the right people doing the right things. It's like, yeah, you hate the like, figure out the business, figure out the pipeline, like, takes 3 months, like, ping pong, this person's waiting on this person who's doing the website. I love that. Like, me like, sitting You're and like organizing the pipeline and having it in front of me, like, really? Dream come true, which I think, and just pinging it and making money. But what I think is it confirms that, like, just because you don't like doing something doesn't mean there's not somebody else who does.
Oh, 10 out of 10.
We're going from 1 to 10, dude. But you wanted to tell me about shit in your pants. Well, so.
I did.
I got something to say about 10 out of 10.
Some people like that probably too.
Give me that.
Well, now here's the thing. When I'm not like jazzed up, it kind of sounds weird to say this out loud. So I don't really want to say preface. Where I was going. Well...
couldn't be a better preface.
I don't know, dude. It was we don't have to talk about that.
Okay. I'll give you a 10 out of 10. Let me give you a 10 out of 10. Because this has been on my list for like 3 months now, but we don't shoot the podcast. So
one thing on hiring roles, dude. I don't know if you were looking for a tag in there, but I'll take it. We are gonna have a producer for the podcast. So why haven't we released an episode in the last 3 months, even though we had about 3 months worth of podcast shot?
We or I.
this guy, dude. But we have a studio. We'll have a producer. So these are going to be coming out. Are they going to do well? Probably not. Because I think this will just be the rambly goo for eternity. And then I'll just have to figure out how to shoot long form myself.
Oh, the rambly goo for eternity. That's good, Pop. That's good. Really took me off my 10 out of 10.
I took you off, dude.
For the producer.
I tagged
for the
producer.
No, hiring the producer is just all part of this. Like, we got.
I didn't even give you enough like intro to like give you a thread back in case you lost it. Like, I took your whole spool. I get
no. So,
okay.
Oh, let me have it back. 10 out of 10. So. This was probably in like December or so, but we were getting together with these two friends and I was like, hey, everybody, I'll grill dinner. And so nice. I go to the store, I buy some steaks and some dinosaur steaks, dude. And I grill them up for everyone. Actually, no, I sous vide them. So they'd be perfect, medium, rare, from edge to edge. I grill them up and then we sit down to eat them all together. And I cut into mine and I just had this like wave of empathy gush over me, Pop. And I realized in that moment, like, there was some switch that changed in me, Pop, where I started like caring about animals. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh.
Started caring about animals. And now it hurts my heart a little bit to eat animal meat. And I don't know where it came from. It happened overnight. Wow. I think it might be because I like what I think it came from is we have this dog that I love so much and she can't talk. Mm. And like I got 10 out of 10 empathy now for animals.
Yeah.
So
I see that's a lot of reels of like cows like jumping around and like being friendly. You just eat them. Just eat
no.
them.
No. No, we shouldn't. So
oh, you shut it all down? You're full veg?
No, I'm not full veg, but it hurts me and it never used to. And so I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's growing up. I had a feeling like people say this happens when you have some chemistry changes when you have kids. You start caring about different things or whatever. But hey, man,
well, animal activist over here now. Let me give you a counterpoint. You can just get cows that were raised well. And they live a really good life up until the last 30
seconds.
No,
that's sick. That's, look, I can't even control it. I can't explain it. But like animal meat like kind of disgusts me now. I do still eat a chicken avocado ranch every single day for lunch.
Mm.
But that's what I've been bottling up over here. Not business-wise. Wow. but hey, dude, I think this was great for a pilot episode. Back at it.
It does feel like a pilot, dude. Forgot how to shoot a pod.
600 episodes in. We're piloting the new season 2,
dude. Cardaloo!
Cardaloo!
Oh, our timing's not even on. Fuck.